Good evening, everyone. October 13th meeting of the Winchester Town Board is now in session. Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, Mr.
Sure.
Dalton? Mr. Dayton?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Allow me to let the board introduce themselves. To my right is...
Hello, I'm Ken Dayton.
I am John Delabose, and on the phone is... Thank you so much. Judith Siegel, thank you. Okay, well, first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comments about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or votes may be taken at this time. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak on individual items as they're presented. If you wish to speak to the council about or the board about these items, please stand up. Give us your name, spell it for the secretary, Victoria, and we will then give you up to 3 minutes to speak. Let me move to introductions before we start. To my far left is our secretary, Victoria Bell, and Beatrice Martinez from the county, Chief Sagerbloom's office. And you, sir, I'm not sure.
Brady Bernhardt from Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So let me start out with a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Approved.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, now a motion to approve the agenda for this evening. And the whole, we don't have any items to hold, or hopefully to hold or combine. Do I have a motion for this evening's agenda?
John,
yes,
you want
ma'am.
To change the agenda?
Oh, yes, I spoke. Yeah, let me, can I get the approval, then we'll make an announcement. Do you have the announcement first?
Because you're changing the
okay,
agenda.
Okay, yeah. This evening we're going to align the agenda. Item number 3, which is the Isaacman Revocable Trust et al., will be heard first, and then we will hear the AllNet items second and third. That way this gentleman can take care of his business. Any objections to that? Seeing no objections, that is what we'll do. And again, Victoria Bell, secretary, Beatrice Martinez, Dick Sagerbloom's office. We have our other gentleman from the county. Approval of the agenda as amended for this evening.
I move to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor? Aye. Judith?
Aye.
Thank you, darling. Okay, do we have any informational items?
Yes. Commissioner Sagerbloom and Commissioner Gibson are holding a series of virtual job fairs every Thursday in October. This Thursday will be positions where you can work from home. Anyone can go to the Park County website to sign up for those virtual job fairs.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll move to planning and zoning. Item number 3, which is now number 1, UC-20-0405-Isaacman Revocable Trust et al. It's a use permit to allow a trailer sales and services establishment on 2.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, determined to locate on the west side of Boulder Highway, approximately 350 feet north of Karen Avenue within Winchester. The applicant is here. Thank you.
Yes, my name is George Rogers, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
And board members. This application is a use permit to operate a trailer business, it's sales, and it exists right now, 3562 Boulder Highway, and this is the site where the sales office is. There's another site behind it where there's some storage going on now. Quite surprisingly, some 12 to 15 years ago, I think I've got that time right, don't I, Beatrice? Some 12 to 15 years ago, a business license was issued for this facility. However, a special use permit was required at the time. and no special use permit was applied for or granted. And so we're correcting the record is what we're really doing. This business has existed here for some 12 to 15 years, maybe longer. And the storage behind it, to my knowledge, hasn't existed for 12 to 15 years, but for quite a while. And so there's a small modular building here, trailer sales here, and some storage in the back. Nothing new, nothing different. And staff's conditions of approval we've set, certainly in the last couple of months, the owner has met with Commissioner Siegerblum regarding policing the area and trying to keep the homeless to a minimum and the trash and the landscaping nice and clean. So that's been an ongoing program.
Any comments or questions from the audience on this item? I just have one. Is your use permit now intended to also cover the storage area behind?
You know, planning, Clark County Planning suggested that because storage is going on here, the use permit would cover both lots.
Great.
And I didn't understand that exactly because this is really where the action happens, but I think they pulled the two together.
Wonderful. That was going to be my question because I would think you would need to, but I wasn't sure. What in the world was that?
Business.
Oh, okay. Very good. Whatever. So, okay, thank you. That's my only question. Any comments from other board members? Questions?
I have no questions.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve this item. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, and thank you for adjusting the schedule for me.
No problem. I appreciate that you're willing to do that. Thank you. So now we will take a 5-minute recess so we know what the heck's going on. Oh,
she did. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to do this. We have a quorum. The reason we needed a quorum was because I'm going to be recusing myself on this item. And without Mr. Mikes, we wouldn't have a quorum. That was what happened last time, except it was a different person. So, Mr. Mikes, by all means, go for it, buddy. Item number 1 and 2. We heard 3, so we can kind of like get something done.
Okay.
So you're on.
Tell me again what you just said.
You're hearing items 1 and 2.
Are you leaving?
No, but I'm recusing because I've been helping all night with this, so it's really not fair for me to vote. At least I don't feel comfortable.
Take that mask down. I can't.
I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable voting because I've been helping all night, so I'm recusing. So it could be you voting, Judy voting, and Kenneth voting on items 1 and 2.
Can he still run the meeting with that and then just not vote?
From the last meeting, is that what you're telling me?
John, you can still...
Can I still run the meeting and not vote? Okay.
You can still do,
okay.
You can still conduct
all right.
The meeting.
Oh, that's okay, no problem. No problem. You're going to be voting, but I'll go ahead and run the meeting. That's not a problem. Thank you. I didn't know that I could. Okay, so we will hear item number 2, which was number 1, but it's now number 2. ET... Oh, that's cute. -20400095 UC-0568-14 AllNet Land Development LLC. Its use permits second extension of time to commence the following. 1, a high impact project. 2, a recreational facility, which is a multifunction events arena and incidental uses. 3, increased building height. 4, retail sales and service. 5, restaurants. 6, on-premises consumption of alcohol. 7, alcohol sales, beer and wine, packaged only. 8, alcohol sales, liquor, packaged only. 9, outdoor live entertainment. 10, personal services, salon and spa. 11, club. 12, nightclub. 13, food carts or booths. 14, a grocery store. 15, kiosks, information, which will be an outdoor function. 16, offices, those will be administrative. 17, theater, Cineplex. 18, outside dining, drinking, and cooking. And 19, a farmer's market. 20, arcade. And 21, a motion picture production studio. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduced setback to a parking structure from a residential use. 2, waive the required landscaping when adjacent to a less intensive use. 3, permit a variety of outdoor commercial retail uses not within a permitted enclosed building. And 4, non-standard improvements, fences, walls, planters, and landscaping within the future right-of-way of Las Vegas Boulevard South. The design review on this project consists of the following. 1, a recreational facility multifunction events arena with ancillary uses and structures and overall site design. 2, hotel, 3 retail establishments, 4 theaters, Cineplex, and 5 parking structures on 27 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Paradise Road, 900 feet south of Sahara within Winchester, for possible action. Are the applicants here?
Good evening. I'm Noah Allison. I am the attorney for ALMA, and I'd like to introduce the following people from our organization. We have Mr. Jackie Robinson present. We have Mr. Steve Miller present. We have Mr. Cedric Johnson present. And we have Mr. Brett Ewing, our architect from Cunningham, present. I'm with the Allison Law Firm, and I'm here to mostly answer your questions to the best of my ability, but I'd like to take a moment and summarize what it is we're asking for, and also to possibly, just for the purpose of having the item heard as in its entirety, item number 3 is basically the exact same thing, except it's a different, the 2017 use permit, but they're all tied together and tied to the same extension. So could we have those heard?
Sure.
The discussion kind of occur under both of them?
Yeah, I don't mind reading item number 3 into the record, and that way we can move back and forth between the two, because as you said, item number 2 is an update, but it does introduce a higher hotel tower and additional 2,000 rooms. So item number 3 is ET-20400096, UC-0519-17, AllNet Land Development, LLC. Use permits first extension of time to commence the following. Modifications to an approved high-impact project, AllNet Arena, and 2 proposed convention facilities and exposition halls. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduced on-site parking, and 2, increased building height. Design reviews for the following. 1, modifications to an approved high-impact project. 2, hotel tower and associated low-rise and mid-rise buildings and structures. 3, convention center facilities. And 4, all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 27 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Paradise Road, 900 feet south of Sarah Avenue, within Winchester.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the request that we're making today is to extend the time period necessary to obtain some of the conditions for the entitlements. We've gone to the county and asked them for the extension. It's our understanding that staff has approved a 2-year extension on obtaining the necessary entitlements. The reason we needed this isn't for lack of having the documentation prepared. It's really a question of just getting the financing in place and getting that finalized. In the last few weeks, there's been a flurry of new activity. We're in the process of finalizing the development agreement with comprehensive planning. We're in the process of finalizing the performance agreement. And I know our friends at Turnberry would be interested in that, because that's the decommissioning conditions. We have an agreement with comprehensive planning at this time as to the amount of the bond and the activities that will be performed under it. Happy to answer any questions about that. We just started the traffic study with Keith and Horn. And we've also having additional items with respect to the retaining wall design and the water issues. Those are the things that we told the county that we needed additional time for. as you can, as you know, as I pointed out, the paperwork is mostly there. It's just in the process of finalization. None of these things, though, become absolutely final until the funding and the financing arrives. We have to have that, and in this, you know, there's just no time period. I can't tell you exactly when that's going to happen. I know that Mr. Robinson is here and might be able to answer some questions about the status of that. But once those items are finalized, then the documents get executed. We pull the permit and we go. So those are the reasons, that's why we're here today, is to bring this extension to your attention. But we are also here to hear any concerns or questions or anything that our neighbors might have and to try and respond to those. I have some drawings here. I'm happy to talk about any of the issues that you may have. And I also have Brad and others here to answer your questions.
Okay. Thank you. Open to the floor for comment, questions. Yes, Mr. Buller.
Paul Buller. I have a couple questions.
Can we have your address? Yes, name and address?
It's Paul Buller, B-U-L-L-E-R. It's 2857. The first question is, you're not asking for any changes in the design or the current design of the permit that's been previously approved. Is that correct?
That is correct. The design as it stands is the design that was approved in 2017, the updated design.
Second question, so with regard to the performance bond, I think it's called now, not decommission, how do you contemplate that going with regard to this extension? In other words, you're asking for a two-year extension. Are you also asking for a two-year extension to get the performance bond in place, or how, performance agreement, or what do you call it?
Well, we're in the process of acquiring, of setting up the surety for that now. That's going to be something that coincides with the going, because when you buy a bond, you immediately have to pay for it right up front, right. And then you have to renew it every so often.
Right.
So the idea is to line up the bond, and then once the financing is here and we're ready to pull the trigger, then the bond triggers and goes into place. And as I said, I can have some details here of it, which I can share, as to the decommissioning activities, but it includes dewatering, constant dewatering of the property. I know that's been an issue in the past. $1 million has been set aside for dewatering activities of this $4 million bond. And this is all embedded with comprehensive planning. We've gone through this. We had N.J. Dean, one of the premier general contractors, assist us with delineating the decommissioning activities, and that's there. So but to answer your question, the bond will go into place ideally on the Friday before the Monday we pull the permit, because that's the most financially smart place to time to do it. But if we could have it all set up and ready to go much, much sooner, and that's actually happening.
The performance agreement, is that available for review? I mean, is that something that we could, because I assume that it contemplates different stages of the development, I mean, where it is now,
correct,
6 months through the process.
I'll check with my client. I can see if we can show you the iteration that is in the client, what I consider to be like the final draft that I have, share that with you. But it does contemplate. What it does is it takes, the idea is just a decommissioning agreement comes into place if construction stops and the project dies for some reason. It could happen while they're still digging out the foundation, it could happen when they come to the surface, it could happen when they're up there on the whatever floor.
As we know.
So we had to sit, and this is why it was so important to have MJ Dean with us, and we had to basically interrogate him and say, what's it going to cost if the project stops before we even know the ground? What activities have to occur then? What activities have to occur if we're at elevation and the project stops? What activities occur if we're up in the air and that's the stuff? After we went through all of those scenarios, we came to the maximum amount. If the project stopped at the absolute worst possible time,
it would be $12 million to decommission that property.
So in that context, then what would that include? For example, I mean, so are we talking about deconstructing a building that has been partially constructed, or?
No, I think, I'll go through it. Let me read something to you here. Just run down the list of what we have. First off, complete all work necessary to make the project site safe, including grading excavations with stable cut slopes to the satisfaction of the county, and completing any engraved foundations with reinforcing steel in place to the satisfaction of the county building official. Estimated cost $5 million. So if the project stops before we've done that, it's going to cost $5 million to get it to that point. If we're already out of the ground, forget about this, because we've already got a foundation. So that's one. Two, conduct a wind study analysis on areas of the project site where there are partially enclosed buildings. That would be a building with the open to the air parts that we need to do that. That's a safety issue. That's a $75,000 cost. Erosion and sediment control measures around the property shall be left in place. Those are already there. It's just a matter of maintaining them, so we'll need $21,850 for that. Enclose the site with a solid 8-foot-high wood construction fence made of dimensional lumber. Face of plywood along Las Vegas Boulevard South and Paradise Road. The fence will be engineered and stamped by a registered engineer. Wood fence will be painted in neutral color, anti-graffiti paint, or approved surface. And it's not just the construction of fences, the maintenance of the fence. $342,000. That'll happen if it's still a hole in the ground or if it's a mostly completed tower. You're always going to have a fence. Remove from the site or consolidate equipment. You've got to get all the equipment out off the property, materials off the property. That's $375,000 at most. Complete the work to install the fire hydrants. So if you've actually gotten to the point where you're starting to build out your foundation, there's got to be a fire loop. So that's going to, and that would be always a fire loop no matter what. And the fire loop comes up early. $2.3 million. A class one standpipe system. That's basically how you get water from the floor where you need it to go. As you build a tower, you build the standpipe about 3 floors behind where you actually are. So you always only be about 3 floors below where you need to get the standpipe to if it shuts down. So that is $1.5 million. Wrap the areas of the structural steel exposed elevation to face Paradise and Vegas Boulevard, as well as to the south facing Turnberry, and a 6-millimeter high-strength shrink wrap or equal product. That's wrapping the building to expose members of the building. Product will be made of fire retardant poly that is static-free and antimicrobial. And again, when they're building the building, they're going to be putting the skin on about 2 or 3 floors below where there's going to be exposed steel. So the most you're going to see of that wrap would be 2 to 3 floors of wrap, because the skin's going to be right behind it. Construction. Dismantle the cranes, $100,000, and almost done. Install and maintain any dewatering systems as necessary. That's going to be a pump, that's going to be a pumping system, and make sure the water stays off the property, $1 million. And install surveillance system to maintain on site security for site safety and security, $500,000. Plus a 5% contingency, which takes us to the 12.
That answered your question.
You're decommissioning your agreement, just so you know that.
You need to identify yourself, Steve.
Steve Hillett, 6513 Vesoria Lane, North Las Vegas. Just so you're aware that the decommissioning agreements, once they've been approved by the county commission, they then get posted, publicized, and they become public assets at that point in time. So you can go and take a look at the Sphere, you can take a look at MSG, any of those. They're posted online. You can actually pull them up and you can see what they posted, the dollar amounts that they posted, the same items that we listed there, plus we have some additional items that were listed there. So it was a document that was generated, as you know, years ago for the purpose of unifying it so you didn't have to deal with that in the future. So we have taken it, which I believe beyond more, that average, I think it was anywhere between $3 million and $5 million was what they were posting. We're at over $12 million. So once it gets approved and once the county approves it, then at that point in time, then it will get reported, and then you can pull it up online and make a look at it at that point.
But I did just read to you the part of it, where it seems right now. But I will caution you, everyone, that's on it. Not a finalized document. I guess still my question is, so tell me about the chronology of this. So I assume you're asking for an extension of the permit. And so are we also asking that performance agreement bond not have to be in place for 2 years as well? Or is that a different timetable for that?
I think the bond that we're talking about here, you know, if it goes into place tomorrow, it will, you know, it covers the property wherever it is. If it goes into place a year from now, it covers the property wherever it is. Is there an intent to post the bond at this time prior to the financing being in place? That's part of that is the question of the financing, because you have to be able to afford the bond. So what I'm trying to say, I think, Paul, is that a lot of this ties to the financing and when that comes in. So the county has approved the 2-year extension. By no means does all that intend to take 2 years. They want to take yesterday to get this financing.
The intent is that once the entitlements or the extension have been approved, my understanding, Mr. Dolos has answered this for, I think my understanding is correct, is that the county will then, once the district attorney approves the decommissioning and the development or performance and the development, they go before the county commission to vote on and approve. Once it's been approved, our full intent is to get the bond in place and get it done. But we don't want to put a bond in place until, okay, number one, you know, it's been approved and the language has been approved. And number two, you want to make sure that your extension for your entitlements has been approved as well. So those are the two things that need to fall into place first. Then the bond will then come to question thereafter. That answer the
question? Yeah, I can't
tell you on October 31st the bond's going to be in place. There are certain pieces that have to fall into place, but for our benefit, for your benefit, everybody's benefit, we want to get the bond in place. But we want to make sure that we've got the entitlements for the extension prior to getting that bond in place, and we need to make sure that the language is acceptable not only to the county, but to the district attorney that's going to be in that bond. So then, once they have approved that language, that goes to the bond company. The bond company goes, yep, we're okay with this. This is good. We're ready to go. It's legal. And then they can go ahead and they can get that going. We've already started the communication with the bond companies to get everything ready. So we're just waiting to get the finalized language on that to make sure that I can get that to the bond company and they accept it. I think it's AIA 313, I think, is what it is for the bond language, for performance bond. And then there's a specific language that the county has to go with it.
Yes, sir.
Mark Eisling, EISBLG, Fort Jumbury Place, 2777, Paradise. The question is, when you say the bond in place, you're referring to the paperwork? The question that I need, clarifying on is the $12 million. When you're talking about there's no financing, you need $12 million. For the bond, correct?
Like, well, no, not necessarily. You pay it for something, you pay points for a bond. Okay. So many points.
So where does the $12 million come in? That you said that means the performance agreement and the $12 million.
That's the dollar amount of the actual bond itself.
Okay.
As the developer, as the owner, you pay anywhere between 1.5 to 4 points or 5 points on a bond. That's what you pay for. Okay, and then the bond amount is for the $12,154 and change. And that was that $12 million before, which then, when we have an opportunity to go through and read the performance agreement, basically, if there's no access or no work, physical work going on in the project for 90 consecutive days, at that point in time, then the county has the option to go ahead and call on the bond, to deem the project abandoned. And they can call on the bond and do those things that they deem necessary to the project, to that site, to make it acceptable, safe, and that's what that bond is for.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes. I think your question was more along the lines of, why do you need $12 million to buy a bond that's going to cost a fraction of that? And so I think the answer to that is that in order to buy a bond, you have to be able to show that you have the financing to show that you qualify. And that's where we are with that. It's not going to be, there's lots of ways to get it. You can get an indemnity to come in to indemnify the $12 million. You could have your own credit. You could actually walk in and plop down $12 million and there's your bond.
Right. And so
there's lots of instruments that do this.
And so just to follow up on that, Mr. Bullock, is there a time, I'm still not clear on what that timetable is for the bond, for that $12 million. You mentioned something about a day or a Friday prior to the 2-year extension. I'm just not clear on the timetable.
Would you like to address when we can expect that to come?
Sure.
I'm the Jackson Robinson, 2201 Pacific Way. I'm meeting everyone. I'm the chair CEO of Allianz. What will take place is before we pull a permit, the bond will be in place. What we have to do right now is for anyone who's going to finance and finance what we're working with, they need to know we have this extension for the entire system. So we have already gone and met with the bond company. We're already preparing to do that. So once we meet with the county commission next week, we'll have a bond agreement in place to say that they're ready to issue a bond. And so once we get the entitlements, now we go back to our finance group and say, yes, we've gotten it. We're ready to move forward. Once we get through the architect drawing and we're ready to go forward, we will then pull the bond before we can pull the permit. So there's not going to be any work on the property until we have the bond in place and then wait for the permit. The county's not allowed to do that. That won't happen.
I have a question, and it might be for the planning. God forbid this project doesn't go forward. My question is, what happens to the site as it sits?
Depends on where it is, what stage, and what gets implemented in the decommission.
But I understand what happens if now on it doesn't move forward. We've got a hole in that. What happens to that? How does that look out? These guys, well,
presumably there'd be a fence around it, and at some point someone else would come in and do something there.
But there's no current provision for the county or anybody else to take care of that site after it's abandoned.
I think we need that's what one reason we need the decommission plan. There's no plan in place now, right?
I think the horse got out in front of the cart on that a little bit. And I think what we thought was one kind of a bond turned out to be a different kind of bond. So at this point, all we can do is go and get something now and put it in place.
Can I say one more thing? The reason that we're going to the county about the reservation before, and for any reason that our sheriff is a certified sheriff of the city of all of the country, it's cooking. We've invested over $56 million to date. So there's, from the standpoint of going back and saying that we work in that position to be able to do so. Now, we had anticipated, you know, by the end of last year, to move forward with the plan, and then COVID came and stopped everything, and now we move forward. I think that what's happening now with financing going forward, no one is going to rely upon just one singular type of financing. We're doing a multitude of different financing. We have some financing that's from Asia that will come over, we'll have three different lenders, and then one will have government bonds, and we'll have corporate bonds as well. They'll make sure that we have the financing there. Because what happened with the other folks that we're pushing it for wasn't really their fault. They had the financing, and then they pulled the plug. And so we have three different sources of different financing that we're going to be using, going along, working together in a region type of group, if you want to call it, to be able to make sure that if there's a default or something that happens on one side of the finance, we can continue. We're not even a piecemeal list at all. I'm certainly not going to put my name on something that's going to go halfway up and then get stopped. So I think we've learned from, you know, previous financing. Again, it wasn't the developer's fault. It was just they pulled the financing, they got one bank, and then they'll stop. And so we're not doing that. So we're our intention to be able to do that. However, for any reason that we do not do that, then there's other companies that are coming and want to utilize that site. That's the last standing site on the Las Vegas Strip. And our site is the only one that can approve for the arena. And the arena on that site is actually what is necessary and needed for the flat side of the North Park Strip. It needs an independent venue, everything else on the south end, to even out the needs that. So we don't think that's going to be an issue, but we took all the measurements to come in and make sure that the financing is in place, and we have three different groups working, three different sources of financing working to make sure that we have the financing to complete the project.
If I run out of my time, have a lot of time, then. So I'm curious about the status of the title to the land. As I understand it, you do not have a title to the land. And I guess the nature of my question is, apparently you have a lease or a use agreement with the owner of the land. How does that relate to this permit extension, or does it at all? In other words, is there any requirements in your lease that you continue, that you get this permit extension to extend your, is there any drop-head provision in your lease or tenant so this land can revert back to you to the owner, or do you have a question?
I think so.
My ultimate concern, I guess, is what happens to an unfinished project. And that even includes that it says today. I understand, only respect, but it's a question of right, but I mean, just if it doesn't happen, we all live in crazy times, and hell, we've got a 70-story building.
Of course.
What happens if it doesn't proceed even as it says today? And how does that affect the landowner, not the company's planning, and the requirements for it? If it doesn't work, I just don't know how that works.
Well, go ahead. We have an option, and so we have an agreement with the landowner for a year. If we don't, you know, he will take it, and then there's other buyers for the land this summer. So that it won't persist in the situation. It's an ongoing process. It will be, move on and sell it. If the landowner itself tells you right there that he's been working with us all along, if they thought that we didn't have the financing on our, that was the case, and they have sold the property, a long time ago.
No, I want to not hear at least.
Yes. And so, but that's what it takes. It's not a shortage of people who are either kind of meet with people who have the option, or the landowner that they're going to buy the property. It's the last piece of property into this property in Las Vegas. So that won't take place. So the great reason that we felt that we couldn't do it, either the landowner or we would offer to sell the property to a tool company that could put it over and to be able to be the money.
Are we, anybody else have any more comments? There, I would like the architect to just, I think it would be good for everybody that's here to at least show some of the items that were of concern. If you could look, see if you have any questions. He has some things you can, he can pass out to you. And you can look over them that have been prepared.
Can I ask a couple questions?
By all means.
Okay. When I listened to your description of the decommission plan or the decommissioning plan, it sounds like the plan, God forbid it gets there, is to really secure the building, make it safe, you know, do the studies on the erosion and all of that. I could have misheard you, but is there a plan to, if there is a half-built tower, does that $12 million include tearing down what's built, removing all those materials, and returning the land back to a piece of dirt?
No.
No.
No, that would cost, it would cost, if you were to tear it,
all
of this decommissioning comes from the Fontainebleau. The entire decommissioning concept comes from what happened at the Fontainebleau. It would cost $1 billion to tear down the Fontainebleau.
Of course.
So, no, it's to put it into a condition
where it's
so
stable,
it's safe, stable,
kids aren't going to wander.
It's not an eyesore, it's secure and maintained. That's what it's, that is the intent. It's not, the intent is not to return it to a nice flat.
Right, and I understand that, and I think the term eyesore is definitely subjective. I mean, I think to probably the residents of Turnberry, even if there is a wrap unfinished building after a certain amount of time, if you live and look at it every day, it's an eyesore to some people, maybe not to others, but if you look at the state of the Fountain Blue currently, you know, the materials they've wrapped the building in are fading and ripping, and I'm just curious, you know, what does happen if the decommission plan kicks into effect, the building is secured, I mean, does it stand there in perpetuity until the organization that owns the land decides to sell it? And does he now have to sell it with, you know, a contingency of, hey, you know, if you buy this, you got to spend $1 billion to tear down this half-finished tower? I think that might be, that would be my concern if I lived in Turnberry. I don't live in Turnberry, so that would be my question, yeah. I mean, what happens with the materials if it's a half-built tower? And I mean, you guys just, the project's dead, obviously you guys take your losses and it's very painful, and then what?
The reality
what,
is.
What are the members of Winchester?
Listen, I think what you do is a developer, and what the county wants to do is want to make sure that what's going to be built on that piece of property is going to be a use scenario for that.
100%.
Because what's happening is if we were to start to move up, and one of the things we didn't want to do is get built another casino. That doesn't make sense. And what we did and what we put into the project, for instance, for us as a developer, we really don't make money towards a movie theater. We don't make money for having Sprouts downstairs. We don't make money with Bowling Alley. We don't make other things that are urgent here. That's for the community right there, because you have so many different, you know, doors that are right there that need those types of facilities. Mm-hmm. So anyone I would about the Turnberry, I'd make sure that if anyone comes along, it's going to build the same thing. But these amenities are for you. They're not going to bring any money for us for that situation. So if you're building a situation in which we have and we're building this for an NBA ready arena. We already have Comcast, who is going to be booking the arena. But as you know, we were some of the first groups that came out and said, listen, we want to do sports and entertainment, especially from the standpoint of basketball and the relationship happened. So we already know that anyone's coming in right now, knowing that the Raiders are there, knowing that the hockey's there, and we have an NBA ready arena. I mean,
yeah.
And people said that a lot.
Thank you for that. And I think the good news, you know, no one has questions about the project. You know, no one's here saying we don't want it to go forward. We're just worried if things go sideways.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the community in general is in support of this.
Yeah. But I think what we're saying, though, is that if it's another casino, then you gotta let another person come and say, okay, I'm gonna put up a singular situation right here to come in and compete with all these other casinos and do that. There's only the two agreements that's been approved, that's the MGM and us on the Strip, and we're the NBA ready. So there's people that we, they would hope we'd trip, to be honest with you, because there's so many people online that like to come in and have their ready-made arena and then bring in an NBA team.
That's a good point.
I mean, so you won't have to worry about that from the standpoint of someone coming in and completing that situation.
That's a good point. A lot of the heavy lifting would have been done, and someone can come in, pick up the pieces, and build it for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yep, and the reality is that none of the bonds that are out there, the decommissioning bonds, cover that degree. The Sphere, that's a $5 million decommissioning bond for that. Resorts World was a similar number. And those are things that the exact same thing could happen to those too.
Right.
So, you know, the it's not to reduce it to back down to nothing. It's to wrap it up, wait for a better day, let somebody else come in and finish it.
Yeah, thank you. That answers my question.
I just want to say, for the record, as far as project design, you know, you can comment about that. I mean, we're very appreciative of Jackie and Steve. When this project was originally approved, we worked and they worked with us, and they heard our concerns, and we had a vast majority of our concerns into the project, and we do appreciate that. So we're not opposed to the project, we're just concerned about uncertain,
I guess you might say, and itself.
But
we
appreciate
you guys working
with us.
You're
right.
But I think
I can say for
we appreciate
even that I'm doing neighbors. So. Yeah, I have something one more thing myself. What I do is that, you know, I invite John comes up to John, doesn't open the door. He meets one of our investors. And, I want him to be out there because I want him to come. I live in this community. I'm not some corporate guy that's here. Ladies here, grew up here, played with Jerry like any here, and so we want to make sure that this is a legacy that we leave for our community, that we've done something like this. Non-gaming property, if we think that Las Vegas really is desiring and really need, is to change over the culture, because right now the culture is going to conventions and entertainment. And so there's a lot of people who have venues that don't want that. We've been working with the Las Vegas Convention Authority, and they've got a lot of different opportunities to be able to say that they have other groups that want to come in, but we don't know game because it's changing. And so we don't have any problem. We have an open door to John. John knows and sees it, but we want him to be comfortable because he's here. He lives in Turnberry too. He's, you know, helping us, when he's talking to us and directing us and telling us what your concerns are. We want to have confidence that. And that's one of the things, like I said, we learned that in the past, you got the original message and then you get the construction. Well, now you need to have a multitude of different financing so that it doesn't fall as far. So so that's what we're making sure. But you know, we'll communicate with John and anything that we can see as we go along, that's what we do. Everything we're doing, we're not looking to come in and buy the land and go out and get, we're looking to get the complete financing and then some of what we have contingency that's over there. It happens that's what we're doing.
Okay, do we have any more questions or comments? Well, I won't be voting, but I can move to vote on these combined items. Do I have a motion from someone to approve?
Yes, I'll make a motion. I move to approve with staff conditions. I appreciate the dialogue, answering the questions. Obviously, you guys have a lot of skin in the game representing Turnberry, and I think there's a lot of due diligence on your part, so we appreciate you coming and kind of helping us, you know, as representatives of the community. So I move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, and I will be recusing on this. So the motion has been put forth. Do we have a second?
Sorry.
Aye.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Project passes. Thank you very much.
Approving that was for number two.
I'm sorry, one more time.
That was for,
it's for both numbers two
okay,
and three.
That's your
Yes. Yeah, we put them together because they actually are contingent on one another.
Let me just make the motion again so it's a little more clear. I move to approve both agenda items. I know we combine them together with staff conditions.
Thank you very much. That's better.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Victoria. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Judith?
Aye.
Thank you.
Right.
Aye.
Thank you. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Ken, for rewording
that.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. We are, let me check here and see where we are on this. Any comments from the general public on any items?
We have general
We have what?
General business.
General business.
CDAC.
Yes, CDAC. We have our CDAC. We need to nominate and appoint a representative and an alternate for CDAC for 2020 and 2021. Do we have any nominations?
I wish I could.
Okay.
I wish I could.
Do we have a nomination for the alternate?
I will volunteer to be the alternate.
Okay, then I will nominate myself for the representative.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any additional comments from the general public on any items we've had tonight? Okay, our next meeting is October 27th. Thank you, everyone, for staying. We really appreciate your interest.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Judith.